This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
This is a former federal prosecutor. What's your reaction to this new round of emails that we found that through FOIA with tying Hillary Clinton to the Clinton Foundation to the State Department?
I say they prove to me quite clearly that the State Department became basically a funding operation for the Clinton Foundation. I mean, the Clinton Foundation was raising the money, and then they were getting special access to the State Department in exchange for the money. Special access meaning getting to see the American ambassador to Lebanon. That cost $1 to $5 million. Getting to get special benefits for UBS, that cost something like $2 million. You can go on and on and on. Basically, here's the way I look at it. The Clinton Foundation is a fraud. 10% goes to charity. 90% goes to who knows what. I would, if I were a federal prosecutor, investigate it as a racketeering enterprise.
Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul was just on. He said she should be indicted, and he also said, went further and said she probably should be in prison.
Well, she certainly should, I believe, have been indicted. I never predict putting people in prison, but my record was about 95%, I think. And I don't think I ever lost a RICO case. And I'm the first one to actually use RICO, first against the mafia, then against white-collar criminals.
This is RICO?
Yeah.
This is
a classic RICO enterprise. You know what this is? This is the big league version of what the Clintons did in Arkansas, where they used the Rose Law Firm. He had to hire the Rose Law Firm. Hillary got paid by the Rose Law Firm, never showed up for work, and then you got contracts with the state of Arkansas. That was class AAA. This is now major league.
Pay to play.
Fraud.
This is quid pro quo.
Yeah, if de Blasio had definition. If de Blasio has a pay to play system in New York, that's minor league compared to the pay to play system. So basically, Hillary Clinton turned the State Department from the State Department into a pay to play operation for the Clintons.
Well, you know, are we surprised here? You know, Peter Schweitzer reported on this, and you know, those that want to continue to ignore it are disconnected from those Americans that are saying, look, I've had it with this corruption. When are we going to get this confronted once and for all and do something? Well, Nancy Pelosi talked about draining the swamp. When are we going to drain the swamp? Interesting that maybe she's part of that swamp as well, which Peter Schweitzer had noted in his earlier book, Throw Them All Out, where... You know, this is standard fare. This is what politicians do. I mean, look at Rob Baglovich out of Illinois, you know, trying to sell, you know, Senator Obama's Senate seat to Valerie Jarrett and others, you know, and opening up the bid to see, you know, what he could go. And he wasn't about to just give that seat away and not get something in return. You see, and people are shocked and they go, wow, you know, what? You know, this is, unfortunately, seems to be the recipe for politicians. And this is what makes them corrupt. And they just are able to get along with it. And the thing that surprises me, Scott, is the ethics committee for the legislative body seems to be okay with this. That somehow these elites are deserving of, you know, a little bit of juice, you know, some extra push here. Because... you know, they're just so special. You know, they've got titles, they've been elected, and, you know, I just got to say, America's just fed up with this stuff. And, you know, America, you've got to engage. We need you involved in this process so that we can do something about this. And, you know, I keep hearing comments like, well, we need to have term limits. Well, yeah, okay, well, then what are you doing about it? Let's join together. Let's get this country back on track. And let's attack this corruption once and for all, and we'll get this country back on track. It will contribute, trust me. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, and it's always great to have Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. For 18 years, Jordan was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine, where he served as Wall Street correspondent. Jordan, how we doing, buddy?
Great to be with you again, Bill.
Hey, always good. Of course, it's the political season, so we can't help but talk about the obvious, you know, that 800,000-pound gorilla in the room.
Yes.
Donald Trump presented his economic case once again, and Hillary's doing hers. Let's talk about taxes, regulation, and trade. I guess that's what it all comes down to, doesn't it?
Could not be more different views of the world between the two of them. So we saw
exactly
both of them recently. So let's talk about taxes first. Okay?
Okay.
So Trump is talking about cutting the current 7 tax rates to 3 for individuals, 33%, 25%, 12%. Clinton's talking about raising taxes on those horrible rich people. And rich is considered $250,000 or more, by the way.
Yeah, but she even said she wanted to raise taxes on the middle class, too, Jordan, the other day. Was that a faux pas or what?
No. That's what
the people applauded. And the people applauded. And says, I'm going to raise taxes on the middle class. And they all applauded.
And those evil corporations while we're at it as well. Those people that were called employers, you know.
Yes.
So basically what would happen is people would move or the companies would move their jobs overseas. When you raise taxes, you get less of it. Okay, that's just the way it works. So Trump is not only talking about cutting the individual rates, as we just mentioned, but the corporate rate, which currently is 35%, down to 15% on all business income. Now, where that's particularly significant, Bill, is small businesses.
Yes.
Because when a lot of people run their businesses through subchapter S corporations, they're taxed at individual levels. So if you have a business that's doing well, you could be taxed as much as 39.6%, which is the highest individual tax rate today. That would all be 15%. So you can imagine the surge in income and investment that would create, both in small businesses and big businesses. If you had a 15% corporate rate, all these trillions of dollars sitting around the world would come back here, be invested here, because they're not going to bring it back. We have 35% rate. So they have completely opposite views on taxes.
Yeah, talk about job creation. I mean, who's going to create more jobs, Trump or Clinton?
I think Trump clearly would. I mean, when you cut taxes, and we've done this time after time. I was actually on CNN earlier this week, Bill, and talking about this. And when Kennedy, Reagan, Clinton in 1997, and Bush all cut taxes, the economy boomed. Okay, that's the way it works.
Yeah,
when you raise taxes,
why are they getting lost? What's getting lost in translation here, Jordan? Empirically, I agree with you. You look back and you see the evidence, but yet you have progressives saying, we just didn't spend it. We didn't, you know, get enough tax money yet to make it work.
Revenue soared in all those cases. As for the federal government, revenue soared. Now, expenses soared even more. Okay, that's why the deficits went up. For example, under Reagan, when he cut tax rates dramatically in the early 80s, the economy boomed in the 80s, during that time, but we spent even more on a military buildup and all kinds of other things as well. But on the revenue side alone, cutting taxes increases revenue to the government. And that's Clinton's going to go the exact opposite direction, raise taxes, which I think you'll end up getting less revenue.
And with Reagan, it was peace through strength, so we had to build up the military. Clinton blighted the military, then we ended up going to war, and we have nothing
to shoot with. It was a peace dividend. After we did that, with the 90s, we had the peace dividend when the Cold War stopped and the Berlin Wall fell down and all that. So it was, I think it was an investment that then paid off with the peace dividend in the 1990s. So, yes, it had to be done. But I'm just saying that's why the deficit went up, not because they cut taxes.
Exactly. What about regulation? I mean,
totally
this current administration.
Views. Totally opposite. Yeah,
exactly.
So under Obama, we have increased regulations in every area. Healthcare with Obamacare, financial services with Dodd-Frank, electricity regulation, labor, higher minimum wage and all kinds. Environmental, they wiped out the coal industry. I mean, you could go on and on. Mm-hmm. All the regulations have increased dramatically. And Hillary Clinton wants to double up even more and have even more regulation in all these areas to so-called protect people. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Was it because regulations work so well?
Extremely well, yes. They do. They work very well in slowing the economy, Bill. That's what they do.
Yes, right.
So Trump wants to not only have a freeze on new regulations, but roll back a lot of the existing ones. Now, you know, some of them make sense, but a lot of them don't, frankly. Mm-hmm. And it takes a huge amount of money and time, particularly for small businesses, to try to meet all these incredibly complicated regulations. I mean, just to give you one example, in the financial services area, the so-called fiduciary rule is coming now, which sounds like it's a good thing, but in fact, it's going to be really, really hard for individual financial advisors to meet these very high requirements, and the result is they're only going to be able to deal with multimillionaires because it's not going to make any sense to deal with the average American, so people won't get financial advice. That's an example.
Exactly. I think one quick way to deal with the regulations is just cut back the regulatory staff. What do you think? Maybe by 50%.
Well, that would help. That's a huge machine of regulations. It would be, I mean, Trump's talking about putting a freeze on it. I think Reagan tried something similar, and maybe you can slow the machine, but you can't stop it. That's what it would.
Yeah, no, yeah, but if you cut it back, I mean, you might be able to slow it down a little bit and, you know, rein it in. But you know, regulators, they got to do what regulators do, and that is regulate.
That's
and they
right.
just keep
they
turning out paper.
The impact. They don't see the impact of that on the economy. I mean, you go to West Virginia and you see the impact of environmental regulations. Okay,
yeah.
you know. All these things we just talked about, higher regulations means lower growth.
Yeah, and that's the question, you know, that people are asking is, who's monitoring this? Who's saying, hey, you know, these regulations or, you know, these ideas just aren't working? I mean, nobody's talking about, hey, let's
remember
make the government efficient,
rules?
Right?
They used to talk about sunsetting of regulations. Mm-hmm. That's right. Never happened that I've seen. And they remember they used to do cost-benefit analysis? You know, is it worth the cost? They don't do that anymore either. It just, just pile on the regulations. The laws themselves are huge. I mean, Obamacare and Dodd-Frank were both about 2,000 pages, the laws were, which are promulgated hundreds of thousands of pages in regulations. So, with very little positive impact as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it's nice in healthcare's case that 20 million people are more insured. That's a good thing. But as a result, premiums have gone up dramatically and the deductibles have gone up. So you're paying a lot more for getting a lot less. Okay?
And who makes the assessment here, Jordan, to say it was worth the investment?
It's a political thing. It's, okay, basically, Hillary Clinton's only want to make even more Obamacare and broaden it even more. Now, meanwhile, here's some news that's been going on lately. The major insurance companies in Obamacare have been dropping out. Just last week, Aetna said they lost $300 million in the exchanges last year, and they're dropping out of all 15 states they're in. The week before, United Healthcare did the same thing. So it's great to have these exchanges, but there's going to be no insurance companies to sign up inside them.
Well, of course, because then that leaves it all wide open for single payer, and guess who comes to the rescue?
There you go.
We know
that
where that's coming from.
That is the ultimate plan, you're right. Yeah.
Without a doubt. So let's talk about trade.
Yeah, completely opposite views on that. So Trump wants to get better trade deals, and if he doesn't get what he wants with our major trading partners, Mexico, China, Japan, Canada, then he says we're going to impose 35% and 45% tariffs on them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounds okay, you know, bring these jobs home to America. This is where I disagree with him, because I think getting into a trade war is going to hurt both sides, and that's what would happen. If we impose a 45% tariff on Mexico or China, they're going to immediately put tariffs on our stuff going there, and both sides lose.
Yeah.
Also, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is with the 12 countries around the Pacific, Trump does not like that. Clinton says she doesn't, but she really does. I think there's some good things in the TPP, frankly. These countries have made major concessions all over the place. Japan, Australia, Canada. And it's really difficult politically to do that. So that's an area where I would disagree with Trump. I want more trade, not less. And I think if he's so belligerent and putting these tariffs on people, that would create less trade. We did this before. It was called the Depression in the 1930s.
That's right, exactly. Well, Jordan Goodman has been with us. Jordan, good stuff here. America's Money Answers Man. Where can they go for more information, Jordan?
MoneyAnswers.com. I get emails from your folks all the time. Glad to answer all kinds of personal financial questions and links and videos, all kinds of things at MoneyAnswers.com.
London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Send your emails direct.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen,
NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, but we know you can handle the truth, ladies and gentlemen. After all, we're going to get this country back on track. Let's do it based on the facts, right? That's been part of the problem. 7 out of 10 of us say we're on the wrong track. Is you know, the facts be damned. You know, let's not let the facts or the truth get in the way, and then we wonder why we're in the mess that we're in. Elliot Dordick is with us right now. He's a junior at Pitzer College, pursuing a double major in political studies and economics. He hails from North Carolina, enjoys playing golf. But right now, he also enjoys talking to the media, because we got quite the controversy going on at the Claremont Colleges, which is just outside of Los Angeles, about an hour east. And a big controversy started, which began as a Facebook post by a classmate at Pitzer asking for a non-white housemate, and has since developed into public statements from the president of Pitzer College and the vice president of student affairs making public statements on the issue. Elliot, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Hey, great to have you here to help us understand what is going on. Of course, in a time when, you know, we've been, you know, politically correct, sensitive, and, of course, you know, all this stuff is going on. Now you have a student that says, look, at, you know, I'm busy. I just don't want to interview a bunch of people. So let's just say this is our ideal candidate. This is who we want to be sharing space with. And we got issues here. So explain to our audience what happened.
So the student in question posted in a Pitzer College class of 2018 group page, thinking perhaps that nobody was watching, nobody would see the racist implications of their own statement. They said, if anyone's looking for a housemate, preferably, actually exclusively, a person of color, then it would be appropriate to be in contact with them about that living situation. And yeah, following that post, several students questioned the racist implications of that statement of blanketing all non-people of color as unqualified to participate in the housing opportunity. And several, like I said, several Pitzer College students questioned this, and the conversation on the Facebook group page spiraled into questioning what racism means, what qualifies as racist, if reverse racism exists, and the general appropriateness of making that sort of request. So I write for the Claremont Independent. We provide for almost a contrarian political view on the Claremont College campuses, and the story got huge national attention, being picked up by all sorts of news sources across the nation, and ended up with the president of the college, like you said, Melvin Oliver, newly appointed, making a public statement to the entire faculty, staff, and students of the Claremont Colleges about how he condemned the post for not going along with the intercultural understanding, values, and the mission of Pitzer College. Following that email from the president of the school, the vice president of student affairs, Brian Carlisle, sent out an email with a seriously different message, and he simply ignored the wrongdoing at all, didn't acknowledge that there was anything wrong with the request. He didn't even truly speak to it, just talked about how this is a difficult time for growth and how we should celebrate the RAs on campus and the staff that trains them and all the good work that they do.
Yep. And when you're talking about RAs, we're talking about resident assistants. These are people that help college students, you know, secure housing there on the campus, right?
Yes, and they're the people who you go to in your own dorm building when something's wrong, or when you have a question about housing, or if there's an interpersonal issue. These are the people who you go to. And these resident assistants were commenting on the Facebook post about how they support the notion that there is nothing wrong with demanding a non-white housemate, even though there were several questions about the legality of the issue. And
well, it's interesting, and I think the reason why this has, you know, garnered some momentum and attention across the country, Ellie, don't you think, is that
you know, this is what we're debating, you know, in every state across the country where you have, I mean, if it was the other way around and somebody said, hey, look at, you know, people of color, blacks and Hispanics need not apply, you know, all hell would be breaking loose. Now it's the other way around, and you know, people going, okay, how does that square up with, you know, the direction that we're trying to move, you know, and trying to move forward on in this country to where race relations are healed and this becomes a non-issue, you know, and it's like this is a big poke in the eye for those of us that would like to get beyond, you know, this kind of racial divide that's been going on in our country for, you know, for eons, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where questions of reverse racism and defining racism came about. In the group page, one student pulled out a definition of racism as power plus privilege and or power plus prejudice. And the point was made sort of unintentionally that that there cannot be a racist person of color, that that's not a possibility. There can only be a prejudiced person of color. And I was talking with some of the staff at the Claremont Independent about how we should not be content with just there being massive prejudice on campus. If you're requesting, even if you go along with that definition of power plus prejudice to define racism, then if you accept, perhaps wrongly, depending on how you look at statistics and acceptance rates and success based on race, then you're just admitting that the sort of request that we saw in the page was flatly prejudiced. And I don't know why it seems acceptable to even the vice president of student affairs that, students are allowed to just be prejudiced in their housing requests and practices on and off campus.
But I think they're minimizing power here in this discussion. I think if you went to Black Lives Matter and said that you guys are powerless, they might challenge that. There's other movements across this country of, you know, a minority interest that are resonating, especially in this political season. They carry a lot of power and influence. So I think that they're not quite estimating. They're conveniently ignoring that there is power and influence. So, you know, their definition, I think they're trying to, you know, parse it in such a way that somehow justifies this. But, you know, what happens when we get caught in this, it's almost like we're in a bucket of gum, Elliot, and we forego and let go of what, you know, what the higher goal is. And the higher goal, I would say, is to be race neutral here. And, to celebrate life and want the best for everybody. And, you know, and here's somebody that says, hey, look, at I just want to be around people of color. Well, you're going to miss out on what the people of, you know, what the people of non-color have to say and what they have to contribute to the cause. And that was the argument for why we wanted to be all-inclusive to begin with, right?
Yeah, and that was the argument, in essence, that I believe the president of the college, the incoming president, made in his statement to the school. He said that you can be as accepting as you want, and the shared goal of our progressive movement should simply to be to what Martin Luther King said, to be able to judge people based on the content of the character, not just the color of their skin. And this seems to be outright doing the exact opposite of that. It's not giving people a chance to express the content of their own character simply because of the color of their skin. And that seems a great misdeed to the progressive movement and to the staff who instruct these students.
Exactly. Well, Elliot, we're out of time, and I appreciate you chiming in on this. It makes you appreciate our First Amendment right. Elliot Dornick on Bill Martinez Live, 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
The Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch.
I got you. I just love the lick. You know, what can you say? Little Bruno Mars. Good morning, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, it is time for Coach Kevin Collins, who holds a doctoral degree in public admin, a Semper Fi Marine, having served stateside during the Vietnam War, retired New York City police officer, a member of American Mensa and the NYCPT Honor Legion, and best-selling author now, huh?
Hey, Bill, isn't this great? Let's make this great announcement on your show.
Good.
Yesterday, I broke the top 100 and got to 92 in political biographies. Today, I am at number 55.
I jumped
in spots.
Wow.
On fire.
Yeah. You are on, you're El Fuego, as we say. You know, in the radio music business, we'd say with a bullet, you know, and you're rising. That means you're hot.
It's like one of those things where an overnight success that took like 10 years.
Well, that's what they always say. And they say, how long did it take you to get there? Oh, about 20 minutes and a lifetime, right?
Yes, exactly.
That's the formula. Well, congratulations on the book. Remind everybody the title, how they can get their hands on to it. It's 55. Let's get it into the top 10 here, okay?
Yeah, well, I'm only two below Elizabeth Warren.
I
blew right past Cory Booker and a bunch of other people. We're having a sale through Sunday for 99 cents. You can download it. You can find out all you need to know about the Democrats and how they have been on the wrong side of everything for 200 years, and it's packed with information and with citations. As you know, Bill, I don't say things unless I can back them up. Everything is backed up in this book, and you know, it's at Amazon. You can get it in hard copy, and you can also get it in the ebook ready version.
Coach, remind everybody the title, because the title has changed from what we used to promote earlier, right?
The Dirty, Locked Away History of the Democrat Party. And it's by Kevin Coach Collins. And it's at Amazon. And please, help me get by Elizabeth Warren.
Yes, please, at least, huh? I mean, we'll give away headwear. We'll do whatever it takes. You know, we just got to make this happen. But, Coach, you know, and what we talk about, of course, on this show, and what I appreciate about the book is, like, there has been a rewrite of our history in this country, and America wonders, you know, they're kind of waking up and going, how did we get here anyway? Well, it's because our history has been so confused, whether, you know, your book, which has been out for a number of years, and people have been enlightened by it, and, of course, I'm so grateful that you revised it, updated it, and it's back in the fray again, and it couldn't be at a more perfect time, on the heels especially of Dinesh D'Souza's movie, Hillary's America. Carol Swain, who operates, who is part of the movie, Professor Carol Swain, who's been on with us several times, and she's been very articulate about clarifying this misrepresentation and how Black America, if we can say that, it bothers me to segment this group, but you know, it's what's happened to this demographic, is they've been so deluded into thinking the very people that they're following have been their primary supporters, and they've been the one that have been most responsible for the death of Black Americans, and you could even say it's been genocide. And you're voting for these people. You're supporting them. You're supporting that kind of a policy and the execution of your fellow Black Americans. And I go, what's wrong with this picture? And I know Carol Swain and Deneen Borelli, others like them, who have been, you know, attacked by progressives and liberals, saying, well, they're Uncle Toms and they've sold out and this sort of thing. And how do you call it selling out when you're guilty of trying to save your very people?
Well, to people like that, telling the truth is selling out. Let's get that straight. My book has been described as the libretto for Hillary's America. There's a lot of facts in Hillary's America. It goes by my book. It's solidified and it's there in front of you. And you could go back and reference various items that you see in the movie. So it really does go hand in hand. That the timing really has been very very good. But let's look at the problems that Black America is suffering even today. You must have seen the absolutely heartbreaking stories about the spate of shootings in Chicago.
In Chicago, right? Exactly.
Story about that little 10-year-old little boy playing with his twin sister, shot in the back in his front yard, and his sister begging him, please, twin, please don't go. Please don't go. At some point, I think it's coming. At some point, I think that at least some of Black America is waking up. I was at the Trump rally in Fort Lauderdale on Wednesday, and he had on Diamond and Silk, the two Black ladies who become famous for their YouTube support for Trump, and they spoke very well, very articulately, tied up their package at the end of their talk by saying, and just because you're black doesn't mean you have to vote Democrat. And I'm telling you, I think that that's resonating. I think it's resonating when you look at the numbers from the North Carolina Civitas poll from last week that showed that in North Carolina, 32% of blacks are supporting Trump. And what augments that and supports that number is the fact that 34% fewer blacks showed up for the Democrat primary in 2016 in North Carolina than in 2008. So something good is happening, Bill. Something really good is happening.
Coach, what we've been talking about and what I've been witnessing across this country is this groundswell that the mainstream media and other political pundits have been missing. And they just flat are ignoring it. They're not, they don't want to see it. And this groundswell is what Donald Trump is in front of, even in spite of his faux pas and, you know, and the things that frustrate people. Again, the very thing they like about him is he's not a politician. And so when he does non-political things, it freaks, you know, freaks these political pundits out. What do you expect? I mean, you know, Donald Trump is not, that's not how he got to the dance. That's not who he is. He's his own man. And, you know, you want some change that really you can believe in and change that you've been so frustrated about and why so many of us believe that this country is on the wrong track. And you've got the answer to it. And because he's indelicate at times, or sometimes he's indelicate and he's quoted indelicately because that's what the mainstream media is doing, which has become the PR arm for Hillary Clinton and her campaign. You know, people get upset, Coach.
Yeah, well, think about Patton. Patton was very in politic. Even when he mildly smacked the guy on the face with his glove. You want a leader who can get results. You're not voting for a major D to escort us into the trains, if I got to say it that way, okay? We're not jockeying for seats on the trains to nowhere.
Right. Coach, we got to go to break. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Martinez live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 According to the Mayo Clinic, your bones are continuously changing. New bone is made and old bone is broken down. Now, when you're young, your body makes new bone faster than it breaks down old bone and your bone mass increases. Makes sense, doesn't it? Most people reach their peak bone mass at around 30. After that, bone remodeling continues, but you lose slightly more bone mass than you gain. Now, how likely you are to develop osteoporosis, a condition that causes bones to become weak and brittle, depends on how much bone mass you attain by the time you reach age 30 and how rapidly you lose it after that. The higher your peak bone mass, the more bone you have in the bank, and the less likely you are to develop osteoporosis as you age. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we focus on absorbability of bone-building calcium, magnesium, vitamin D3, and boron. Try our 98% healthy body, bone, and joint pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
I don't know what it is that makes me love you so. I only know I never want to let you go. You started something and you think that ever since we met you had a hold on me. It had a thing to be true. I only want to be with you. It doesn't matter where you go.
Let me say this is the way I feel about you, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we're for you. Doing everything we can to get the information to you that you need to know so that you're an enlightened voter. The era of the low information voter, we've got to toss out. I mean, this is how serious our country and the future of our country is all about. Coach Kevin Collins is with us. Coach, you know, on this show many times we've talked about polling, and you know, I appreciate, you know, you having your finger on the pulse of what's going on, because polls are all over the place. You've got, you know, progressives and Democrats, you know, putting their thumb on the scale and, you know, prejudicing this information. Yeah. I mean, we already saw what's happened, you know, going into California where AP steps out and kind of does a Candy Crowley and preempts the information. And, you know, what happens? Bernie Sanders is maybe half a point away from Hillary in California. And then there's a double digit victory for Hillary, and the only difference was the AP 2 days before announced that the primaries were over, that somehow they had miscounted and re-audited the numbers, and so she's in, that's it, party's over. No question that Bernie Sanders and his followers got worked, and the system is rigged, and Donald Trump has continued to beat that drum to say not only on the DNC side, but as well, the whole system is corrupt and needs to be looked at. But you do have some interesting news regarding the NBC online poll as Trump is blowing the doors off the field here. So tell our audience what's going on.
This is just astounding. Not only that they would put it on, but what the numbers are. NBC is running an ongoing online poll. You can find it. And it says, who do you want to be the president? Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, Jill Stein, that's the Green Party candidate, mm-hmm. or Gary Johnson, the Libertarian candidate. Now, since 10 o'clock Wednesday morning, the numbers have gone from Trump having 38%, Hillary Clinton having 24%, and the other two tied for whatever was left, to just before we went on the air, I checked mm-hmm. it, Trump is now at 58%. Hillary Clinton is at 13%. Jill Stein of the Green Party, 19%. And Gary Johnson, the Libertarian, at 10%. You know what this says? The interesting thing is they started with Trump and Clinton only. And that was last week. I didn't get onto it then. I looked it up. Now, last week they had Hillary Clinton at 47 and Donald Trump at 44. Then they posted an apology. They said people were angry and they're writing in that they wanted an opportunity to vote for Stein and Johnson. So they added mm-hmm. them.
Right.
And look what happened. Look,
yeah, look, I mean, Jill Stein is ahead of Hillary Clinton.
By 6 points.
Yes, 19% versus 13, exactly.
And Gary Johnson is in the toilet where we always knew. Gary Johnson has 10,000 votes. He's at 10%, okay,
right.
Which is, it comes out to 108,000 votes. I mean, he's not a factor. That's the Never Trump star. That's the mm-hmm. that's the great white hope, if you will, of the Never Trumps is Gary Johnson. He's got nothing. And also, they have a comment section, Bill. So mm-hmm. the when you read the comments, people who were supporting what's his name, Bernie Sanders, 47% of them feel betrayed, and the rest of them seem to be going over this. At least they and the others seem to be going over to Stein.
Yeah, it looks. That's what I was going to say. It looks like Jill Stein has been the benefactor of those disenfranchised Bernie Sanders voters.
And what's funny is that you and I know, guys who watch this, who live this all the time, that Stein and Johnson are basically figments of the imagination of the mainstream media. They're trying mm-hmm. to get, they're trying to pump up Stein and Johnson in the stupid notion that they would take from Trump. They're not taking from Trump.
Yes.
No way. And another thing to think about this, too. We say that Trump does better online. So they put this up to do what? To prove that that's wrong. Well, it didn't work out that way, did it? It's not.
And that's amazing. And Coach, what, you know, some would argue and say, well, this, you know, because it's online, everybody has access. Maybe Trump's people are juicing the numbers here. But to your point, I mean, if that was the case, then what's happening with Hillary's people? How come they're not juicing the numbers?
Let's face it. Trump's people are older, less computer savvy. But,
yes.
You know, really. No. So this is what I wrote to a guy. He's told me, and I just voted five times. So I wrote back to him, good for you. Don't you think that Hillary Clinton and Stein and Johnson's people, not Johnson, don't Stein and Clinton's people know how to do that? They're the kids, especially Bernie Sanders people. They know all of that stuff. We're the ones that don't. We just go on and like Boy Scouts and vote once.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we don't know better. Coach, you know, what if here? I mean, this could be kind of, in a sense, you know, the mainstream media, are they going to be so invalidated because of their support of progressivism, you know, Obama, the policies, Hillary Clinton, they've been running interference for her. You know, when does the curtain get pulled back to where they're, you know, they're just exposed beyond repair here? Do you see that happening?
The DNC emails, okay, that showed clearly that CBS and NBC are colluding. I don't say past tense. They are colluding on these polls. Now, I was interviewed at a Trump rally in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, the other day, three times. Nobody used any of them, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave these guys the link for this. Nobody used that either. And the first guy that came across, he started, I was there early enough, so there was only about 40 or 50 people outside. I got there early because I wanted to talk to people and see what they felt. He started filming this, and I just said to him, well, you know, I know that what you're going to do is show this and say nobody showed up, which is that has happened to me a number of times. They come very early, then they put it on the news and say, look, nobody showed up. The guy says to me, why do you say that? I said, because the media is not trustworthy. He said to me, I take umbrage. Imagine that, umbrage. I take umbrage to being painted with a wide brush. So there was about 50 people behind me. I said, so do we.
Yes.
And everybody started cheering and pointing at him and laughing. That was the end of that interview.
I bet. Hey, Coach, we got a couple minutes left here. I did want to address another topic that you've been keeping an eye on, and that's these looming questions about Hillary Clinton's health. What's going on?
Well, right off, Rasmussen found that almost 60% of people want her records. And, you know, when I started doing preliminary
we're talking health records here is what they want.
Health records. Well, yeah. That's right, not a criminal record. When I started doing this stuff 25 years ago, there maybe were 500 people in the country that were doing political research. Mm-hmm. Now, there's probably 500,000. And somebody has used very sophisticated equipment and looked at a picture of one of Hillary's handlers and found in his hand is like an EpiPen that says diazepam on it. And from what I understand, that's an anti-dizziness medication. If I'm misspeaking, the point is it's an anti-dizziness medication. And also, this guy, they found him. He's not a Secret Service agent. He's a neurologist. So she has an on-staff neurologist that walks around with it all the time with an emergency shot of medication. What's that all about?
Exactly. And then also, you had that situation during the debate where she showed up late on stage, you know, and now you're hearing some suspicious things that in possible scenarios there was, you know, more than just, you know, a bathroom problem.
Yeah, of course. Look, the irony here could be that when everything builds up so big, all of the crimes that she's done, when Julian Assange makes his next drop and all of this stuff comes out, you know, all of this stuff, the media may have to say, well, okay, we have to dump her, but we can't dump her for the criminal stuff because she'll go to jail. So we'll just have to dump her because of the medical stuff.
And I think that
might be the common ground.
Well, and Coach, now, about 20 seconds here. Speaking of
being a nominee, they will begin to low-key it.
Try to find an easy off-ramp here if they can possibly do that. Yes, that makes sense.
The medical way is the easy way out. Look, Hillary, we love you, girl, but, you know, that bump on the head that you took when you fell a few years ago is catching up to you.
Yeah, without a doubt. Coach Kevin Collins on Bill Martinez Live. Coach, congratulations on the book. Remind everybody where they can go.
Go to Amazon. It's the dirty, locked away history of the Democrat Party. It's on sale for the next couple of days for 99 cents to boost it up.
Big sale. Let's get it in there. Let's get in the top 10. Thank you, Coach. This is Bill Martinez Live.
This is Dan Bill. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson.